good morning to all of you. Time again for Moments of Melody. The children of a certain family during a period of prosperity were constantly left in the nursery in the care of servants. At length a depression came. The people lost their money and the servants had to be discharged. The parents once again cared for the little ones. One evening when the father returned home, after a day filled with business worries, his little girl climbed onto his lap and, twining her soft, childish arms around his neck, said, "Papa, don't get rich again. You didn't come into the nursery when you were rich, but now we can have you around and get on your knee and kiss you. Please, please, don't get rich again, Papa." The father suddenly realized how empty his life had been when he was busy making money but neglecting his family. He saw how he had actually been squandering his God-given time, which should have been devoted to higher goals and abiding values. In our verses today, we have something about riches. Come to the most important time of our short program as we read the Sacred Scriptures, a reading from the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. And it's the account of Dr. Luke's of the Gospel. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has found joy in God, who is my Savior, because he has looked graciously upon the lowliness of his handmaid. Behold, from this day forward all generations will count me blessed, because he who is mighty, he whose name is holy, has wrought for me his wonders. He has mercy upon those who fear him from generation to generation. He has done valiantly with the strength of his arm, driving the proud astray in the conceit of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seat and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has protected his servant Israel, keeping his merciful design in remembrance, according to the promise which he made to our forefathers, Abraham and his posterity, forevermore." Away. Carve your name high above shifting sands, on rocks that defy decay. All that you will hold in your poor dead hand is that which you've given away. You know, the real measure of our wealth is how much we would be worth if we lost all our money.